Chicago Blackhawks homestand continues tonight as they take on a Central Division rival that only days ago did something they very rarely do. They made a coaching change. Led by only their third bench boss in team history, the Nashville Predators invade the United Center, looking to get their new coach his first win on the road, and a win that would be huge for the Nashville Predators if they could get it. You'll see that Arvidsson of the Hawk line, high slot now to Johansson. Fed it into the left wing corner, Philip Forsberg. He'll carry it up the board, drop it to Josi, closing into the left circle, toe drag into the slot, and a backhand, he scores! Predators' leading scorer, Roman Josi, nearly lost that puck between the circles, but had the wherewithal to keep it on his stick and go to the backhand, and he fired a shot. This may have hit Arvidsson in the shin pads before it ended up in the Hawks' net. Either way, it's 1-0 Nashville. Blackwell to Trenton over the Hawk line, left circle, put it out in front for Blackwell. He was defended there by Drake Pajula, who lifted his stick in the last second. Blackwell in front now, shoots and scores! And for Colin Blackwell, that's his first National Hockey League goal. He extends the Predator lead to 2-0. Now Duchesne got it back along the left wing board. Slater Cuckoo and him battle to the corner. Good job by Cuckoo to defend so the Taves can get the puck. Spin it to center. That looked offside. Take it back by Ekholm, who fired it down to Duchesne next to the net. He shoots and scores. And I believe they may take a look at this. When Ekholm played the puck at the blue line, I thought I saw some white from Aldi at center ice. Head to Craig Smith. Dishes down behind the Hawk net. Keith snaps it off the glass. Here's Taves in over the Predator line. Stopping in the left circle. Leaves it for Kubalik. He shoots. He scores! Kubalik with his third goal in as many games. That's 14 on the season. And he gets the Hawks on the board. They trail 3-1 with 13:17 left in the second period. Adam Boquist settles the puck down. Leaves it for Patrick Kane, 10 feet inside the line. He moves it to center ice to break it to Kane over the Predator line. To Taves along the left board to the slot to break it with a backhand. He scores! What a sweet backhander by the Cat! He caught that pass flush on the blade of his stick on the forehand side. Oh, and just as cool as a cucumber, he deked Rene down to the ice and beat it top shelf with a backhand, a power play goal, and it's now 3-2 in favor of the Preds with the Hawks on the comeback trail. Johansson against Taves on the draw. Hawk net empty at the far end of the ice. Here we go, 45 seconds left. Taves wins the draw to Kane, and then Kane had the puck knocked away. Forsberg to Bonino, banks it off the boards down toward the Hawk net. He scores! An empty net goal makes it 4-2 in favor of Nashville with 36 seconds left in the third. Mel Crawford will head to the bench again as the Hawks get possession. Now 27 seconds. Rene's going to go for it. Firing it from down beside his net all the way down. He scores! Pekka Rene scores a goal.
Goalie goal. Pekka Rene.
Took the puck beside the net. That's going to be on every highlight reel in North America. And I don't have any statistics on Pecorino. I believe that's his first NHL goal. 5 seconds left in the game. Cuckoo will chase the puck down behind the net, and there's the horn. So a very important win for the Nashville Predators as they increase their gap over the Blackhawks to 3 points. And for John Hines, it's his first win as Nashville Predators head coach. A tough loss for the Hawks. They lose 5-2 to their Central Division rivals and fall a couple of more points behind them. And with the loss, the Blackhawks now fall below the 500 level. Their overall record 19-20-6. They'll take on the Anaheim Ducks here Saturday night in hopes of evening that record once again.